And it is 16 in front of 6 o'clock. 50 degrees here this morning. We're up a couple from the 48 we were reporting just a short time ago. And we're just chomping at the bit. We cannot wait for the best 5 minutes of the day. So for those who set their clocks for 5:45, they will find the show already in progress as Jason Kanz is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Thursday, May 19th.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm eager for it.
How's the work week going?
So far, so good. I'm off as of today, as of yesterday. So I have today and tomorrow off. Headed to Chicago for a conference. Leaving today. So
you leave today.
I'm looking forward to that. Yep.
What time?
Leaving sometime this afternoon, about 2:30. I think we're going to take off.
Okay.
And yeah, so that'll be good. Came home yesterday to find my wife replacing the faucet in our kitchen, and recognizing that she has mechanical skills that I do not possess. So she
pulled it off herself.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it turned out great, but yeah, I'm very good at standing there and trying to hand her tools when she asks for them. So
yeah. My wife exceeds me and some of the in that as well, actually. So, mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm. We share that in common. It's another thing in common. So,
indeed, yes.
So, I got to tell you something. We talked to Drew Fralick from Michigan Mondays about 6:45. Drew is he was a counselor, stand up comic, and now he and his wife co pastor of Valley Vineyard Church right in Detroit, and he's an amazing guy. He and his wife met in China, though they're both from America. Adopted a Chinese boy and have a little girl together. Anyhow, that's kind of the backstory. But somehow we got talking because he'd been on vacation in Canada. And I said, who's the funniest stand-up comic from Canada? And before he could say Dana Carvey, I suggested Rich Little. And there was this generational gap. And he and I share the same birthday, June 12th. He's 20 years younger. But he was like, and I tried this on Caleb, too. Caleb's like, no clue. Like, so let me just test that on you. Rich Little, yes or no? Yeah. Do you even know who he is?
Yeah, he was great with voices.
Right, he was like the best impressionist for many years.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, right. For sure. Yeah, I could see where there'd be the generational gap there, though. I mean, hearing it kind of dredged up memories from a long time ago for me. So
I mean, you can't immediately... It's hard to immediately say, like, Rich Hill was the king of the hill. Rich Little was king of the hill for impressions. Like, I don't know who the very best impressionist is these days. Do you?
No, I don't know who the best impressionist is now. So,
but I say that because there's the top of the birthday list today. It says TV personality David Hartman is 87. I'm thinking of two shows that David Hartman. Does that name even ring a bell to you?
The name rings a bell, but I cannot picture who it is.
Okay, so he was the co-host of Good Morning America back in the 70s with Joan London.
Okay. Yep.
For a while. But he also, as an actor, he was on a television show called Lucas Tanner. I think he was like a teacher or something.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that TV show.
Yeah, well, you can look it up. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, more and more, you know, you just embracing that... 58 is coming around the corner for me, and I'm like, I've lived life that other people haven't, so.
Yes, indeed.
1 Corinthians 13:5, what do you got for me today?
It says, love is not rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then Jason's New Testament devotional commentary, 1 Corinthians 13:5 from the love chapter, reading like this. Love is not rude, sarcastic, or mean-spirited. There are too many harsh words in the world. Oh, boy, that's a good one. Underline that. Be countercultural. Here's another way to be countercultural. Do not bowl people over with your sense of rightness. Life is not about you. That's great. Love and irritability cannot last long in the same container, and anger drives people away from me. Similarly, pull up the bitter root of resentment. You already have everything you need in me. Jason, that's excellent.
Thank you. Yes, I wish I could take full credit for that. I feel like some of this is spirit-led. So, But, and so much of it is driven, right? I mean, by looking at the world around us, looking at my own tendencies, so long I prided myself on being sarcastic and recognizing, man, that can really harm people. And if it's used incorrectly, it really means to tear the flesh. And when we act in that way, it does carry consequences. And so for me, there's a huge piece of being aware of that tendency within me.
Yeah. Well, just some of the lines: there are too many harsh words in the world. Do not bowl people over with your sense of rightness. Life is not about you. And I like that idea about pulling up the bitter root of resentment. That's good. Good stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, can really grip us, I think.
You're going to leave today, but I can still call you for tomorrow?
You can. Yeah, I'll be in Chicago, but yes, I will happily take your call in the morning.
That is dedication. We'll talk to you then. Safe travels.
Sounds good.
There we go. Our friend Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. Again, the book that we reference, Letters to the Beloved, New Testament Devotional Commentary.
Swinging a fly ball. Deep center field.
Today's the day.
Yeah, it is. This is the day that we have been looking for.
What is it? What is the day?
It's Mexican Pizza Day. I've still not tried one of these.
I don't think I have either.
I don't really know that I intend to, but a lot of people have been looking forward to this. Here's the thing. No knock on Taco Bell. I like Taco Bell. That's not usually what I go for. But the Mexican pizza is back after an outcry, at least on the internet, if not among the general populace. Taco Bell has listened to those pleas. And the bell has rung. They have answered. The Mexican pizza's back today.
Now, the Dolly Parton TikTok movie about this is a week from today. So that's kind of interesting. It's kind of like having the grand opening after you've already opened, right?
I guess so. I guess they'll just try and capitalize on whatever momentum that creates. So if you're not familiar with what the Mexican pizza is, because again, I've never had one either, but the pizza tostada hybrid features pizza sauce, beans, refried, of course, cheese and other toppings layered on crispy tortillas. It's developed quite a following over the years. It sounds pretty decent. I've just never tried it. On November 5th, 2020, though, Howell fans were dismayed to hear that Taco Bell was removing the Mexican pizza from the menu to, quote, pave the way for fresh new ideas. And basically, the internet just said, we don't want new ideas. We want you to keep the old standbys, Taco Bell.
Right, and I think that's where Dolly Parton comes in, because she had said she and her husband, Carl, and everybody knows Dolly and nobody really knows Carl, so they're not mentioning him. But the fact is, they really liked it, and she said, I wish they'd bring it back. So, they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like how Dolly just keeps getting brought back again and again and again into mainstream music, too. I mean, like, we've got, 2-3 songs featuring her as well, so.
Dolly gets what she wants, basically.
Right? Yeah. And so I guess she's responsible for bringing back the Mexican pizza. So when you're munching one today, thank the Lord for the food, and then send Dolly a thank you email or something.
Now, it would be fitting if I could play some kind of song with pizza. When I type in pizza into our music folder, one thing comes up. It's Susan Ashton from the 90s, and it's just because it says Soft Sparrow Pizza, which is not the name of the song.
Oh.
But it's so we're going with Honey instead. Well, it's going to be National Waitstaff Day on Saturday, and so this is actually a theme of a show that goes back a few years. Alice, it was about a diner in Arizona.
So pay close attention, because you never know if this might be in the next 5 TV shows in 5 seconds on a Tuesday.
Linda Lavin. So this is going to date me again. Do you have any memory of that show?
Nope.
Okay. It's been one of those weeks.
But I'm learning right now.
David Hartman turning 87 today. And I mentioned earlier that he was a co-host of Good Morning America with Joan London. You probably have no memory of that, I'm sure.
I've heard of Good Morning America.
There you go. And also, he was on a couple of television shows. One was called Lucas Tanner, where he was like a teacher.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go. So, just like...
I'm trying to relate.
I'm going on, 58. Caleb's going on 35 a week from today. So, anyhow, well, let's talk about waitstaff, and let's shift to a different television show, The Andy Griffith Show.
I love that one.
What do we got here?
So, Saturday's National Waitstaff Day. And so, again, we could tell you, hey, tip generously, be kind, be courteous, be understanding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But instead, We're going to say, here are ways to be a bad restaurant customer, meaning do not do these things.
Right.
So ever, and not just on Saturday.
We're sharing in reverse. Yeah. So one of the things you don't want to do is, please, when you go into the restaurant next time, don't ask for separate checks after you've finished your meal.
Yeah, you can do that, but make sure you let your server know beforehand.
Yeah.
So, again, in honor of National Waitstaff Day, these are ways to be a bad restaurant customer. Don't do these things. You arrive on time, but your friends are late. You insist on being seated, but refuse to order anything till your friends arrive. Time is money in the industry, right? They they want to get the table, get people in and out, because, again, that's a big part of their income.
That's good to know. I was just telling you, our regulars at Randy's at 7 o'clock Saturday for breakfast.
Great food. Great
and,
food.
You know, if you go there and sometimes you're waiting for somebody, but that's a cue. Like, all right, we'll order and let them order when they get there. Now, if you wanted to be a bad restaurant customer, you would have a $50 gift certificate and a $100 check. The waiter deducts the gift certificate from your total, and you only tip the waiter on the remaining $50. That's
no,
a no-no.
Don't do that. Ways to be a bad restaurant customer. Before ordering, you spend so much time on your phone, you take up more time at the table. And again, this goes back to there's a limited number of tables and try and keep those clear. Again, enjoy your meal, but realize that, hey, the server would love to get a new party at the table and serve them.
We know you want to be a good restaurant customer, but if you wanted to be a bad one, you would let your kids run rampant throughout the restaurant and think it's cute.
That'd probably be the hardest. For me to avoid at this stage of my children's lives. How to be a bad restaurant customer. Again, please don't do these things. You praise the server up and down, but then leave them a 7% tip. This is the dreaded verbal tip. You know what? Give them those verbal affirmations. Give them money, too.
You know, I can just say I'm going to go there. Sometimes Christians have the reputation that they'll leave a tract. And that's fine if you do that, but make sure you tip generously.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
And finally, you never say please or thank you. That would be a no-no.
Yeah, that's ways to be a bad restaurant customer. So do the opposite of all these things on National Waitstaff Day on Saturday and all the time. And I think as a Dave Ramsey principal, probably, and in typical Dave Brusk fashion, where he's just like, if you can't afford to tip generously, you can't afford to go out to eat. Don't do it. So just
Just saying.
Be kind.